Question, is Facebook going to have to pay for Cambridge Analytica? Or maybe the question is, how much will it pay? Let's back up. The Federal Trade Commission is reportedly nearing the end of its investigation into whether Facebook violated privacy rules when political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica, shaped in part by alt-right consultant Steve Bannon, obtained data from tens of millions of Facebook users without their permission. When the investigation wraps up, it could result in the largest fine imposed on a tech company by U.S. regulators to date. So let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is senior editor covering social media at Recode. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Robin.
So the FTC has been, you know, looking at Facebook for about 10 months now since this Cambridge Analytica scandal broke. What is the thinking that they're expected to issue a result? What are people seeing?
Well, there were reports at the end of the last week that the commissioners of the FTC met recently, I believe it was in mid-December, to discuss imposing this massive fine on Facebook, and that they are close to getting to the end of this investigation. Of course, the FTC is part of the federal government, which is currently shut down, so there are some questions about how soon this could actually happen.
Yeah, there are reports, though, that some of the commissioners have been seen in their closed, shut-down offices, so that's been a tea leaf people are looking at. But what is, you know, Facebook guilty of here? Let's go back a little bit. Didn't they have a consent decree from 2011 that required them to get permission from users of plans to share data?
That's exactly right. So if we rewind, I guess it was 8 years at this point to 2011, Facebook had agreed to basically increase the restrictions that they would place on themselves and to get more permission from users about what data was collected and, more importantly, what data was shared with other people. And they promised the FTC that they would, you know, get that permission from users before they made changes to their policies. And as we've learned with the Cambridge Analytica situation, it does not seem as though Facebook necessarily followed that agreement that it came to, which is what spurred this FTC investigation. And, you know, if Facebook is found to have violated that agreement from 2011, that's when we're going to see the fine implemented.
Yeah. And as you said, reported, expected to be a record fine. Currently, the most the FTC has fined a tech company is Google in 2012, also for privacy violations. That was $22.5 million, which doesn't even sound like a lot anymore, but especially when it comes to a tech company. How much would it have to be painful to Facebook?
Yeah, that kind of fine anywhere in that ballpark would not be painful, at least financially. Facebook is going to bring in probably well north of $50 billion in revenue in 2018. And so, you know, even a fine of $1 billion, which would be a massive jump over that $22 million that Google got fined a few years ago, would only be 2% of Facebook's revenue, right? So there's not going to be a huge financial penalty here, or at least it seems hard to imagine the FTC could fine Facebook enough for it to hurt financially. I think more importantly is, will this change any of the rules and laws around what Facebook can collect and how it uses it? Because that could hurt the business moving forward into the future.
Yeah. What about other actions? There was a class action lawsuit filed by lawyers in the UK and the US against Facebook for the Cambridge Analytica scandal. It's just one of many lawsuits Facebook is facing. So might there be legal trouble beyond the FTC?
There's definitely some potential for legal trouble. I think the FTC investigation is probably the most serious because not only does it come with this risk of financial penalty, but it does pose the risk of, again, creating more regulation around the company. What we've seen from some of these other lawsuits, the damage is less about, you know, a financial thing. It's more about information about Facebook leaking out. So when we saw a few months ago about all these emails leaking out of Facebook that showed some of their privacy practices, that was because those emails were part of a lawsuit that had been filed and then were made public. And so what we've learned from those is more about the inner workings of the company, and that's been damaging to its reputation more so than, you know, how it actually operates.
Is Facebook saying anything about this?
No, right now Facebook has been pretty much declining comment, other than back in March when this became known that the FTC, publicly said that it was investigating the company. Facebook said, "Hey, we're participating, and you know, we're happy to answer any questions they may have." Otherwise, they've been really silent.
What's the sense here, Kurt? I mean, these might become very micro issues, and they look very macro right now. Like, oh, this is a big swath of thought, but maybe they're just little micro things, and maybe overall, people, you know, might ultimately give up in thinking that they can defend privacy. What's your sense?
I think this is has been the last 2 years have really been a chance for reflection on how we got here, and that a lot of these tech companies and consumers have realized that the notion of online privacy was very much ignored for the very beginning of kind of the social media craze, and no one really thought much about putting their photos and their address and, you know, their contact list online. And now it's coming back not only to bite you know, consumers who feel like they've been betrayed, but it's coming back to bite these companies that took advantage of it. And so I'm not sure that, you know, you take Facebook, a $50 billion revenue company, and say all of a sudden you're going to be squashed into oblivion. But I do think that there's going to be some real pain when people start to wise up and leave those types of services.
You think? Kurt Wagner, senior editor for social media at Recode. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.